Hare Krishna. So we made an attempt to try to get this in audio so we could listen to a lecture by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on Bhaktivinod Thakur, but it wasn't available or we couldn't accomplish it. So best thing to do is maybe just read the lecture by Srila Prabhupada. We'll make an attempt. I don't know. Maybe too much draft. I try to read as long as I can read, depending on what my voice does. But anyway, this is a lecture given by Srila Prabhupada, 1971 in London, September 3rd. It's pretty lengthy. We'll kind of maybe jump around a little bit. But very nice lecture. Here's a picture of Thakur Satchidananda Bhaktivinod. He was one of the acharyas of this disciplic succession from Krishna. We've got a succession table from Krishna, genealogical table. There are two kinds of genealogical tables. One by the Samana father, his son like that. That is material genealogical table. And there is one spiritual genealogical table, disciplic succession. Just like Krishna. Krishna, the original father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma. Lord Brahma, he spoke to Narada. Narada spoke to Vyas. Vyas spoke to Madhavacharya. So in this disciplic succession, Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and similarly, coming down, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, then my spiritual master, then we are next generation. My disciples. So there is a disciplic succession and the acharyas, their authorities. Our process of knowledge is very simple. We take it from the authority. We don't speculate. Speculation will not help us to come to the real knowledge. Just like when we are in difficulty, in legal implication, we go to some authority, lawyer. When we are diseased, we go to a physician, the authority. There is no use speculation. Suppose I am in difficulty in some legal implication. I simply speculate. I shall be free in this way and that way. That will not help. We have to go to the lawyer who knows things and he gives us instruction that you do like this. Then you'll be free. Similarly, when we are diseased, if I speculate at home that my disease will be cured in this way and that way, no. That is useless. You go to an authorized physician, and he will give you a nice prescription, and you'll be cured. That is a process of knowledge. But in the modern age, people think that I am free, I am independent, and I can make my own solution. That is rascaldom. That's not good. So Arjuna, when he was talking with Krishna as friend, but when he saw that there was no solution talking like this, he surrendered to Krishna. He said, Sisyaste hum aham. Myself, I surrender unto you as your disciple. Sisyaste hum sadhi mam prapanam. Prapanam means surrender. So that is the Vedic injunction. That if you want to know transcendental knowledge or science, transcendental means beyond the scope of your direct perception. So spiritual knowledge is beyond the scope of our sense speculation, beyond the scope. Just like when a soul, a spiritual spark, only leaves this body, you cannot see. Therefore, atheistic class of men, they speculate, there may be a soul, there may not be a soul. Or, the bodily function was going like this, now it stopped. The blood corpuscles now cease. It is no more red, it is white. Therefore, life. These are speculations. This is not actual knowledge. Actual knowledge you get from the authority, Krishna. He says, Tata dehantara paptir dhirastatra namuyati. Just like the soul is passing through different stages, dehino shminyata dehe. Deha. Deha means this body. Ashmin dehe. In this body, there is dehi. Dehi means who is the owner of this body. That is soul. That is passing through childhood, boyhood, babyhood, youthhood, old age. Everyone, you can perceive that you were a child, you were a baby, you were a boy. Now you are a young man or old man. Now you are there. So as you are passing through different types of bodies, similarly, when you give up this body, you accept another body. What is the difficulty? Tata adihantara prapya dhiras tatya namuyati. There's no question of becoming astonished how transmigration of the self, soul, takes place. The vivid example is there. Simply, you require a little intelligence. Yeah, it's very simple. Like most of you here only know me as old. But I was young at one time. So you can just take a look in the mirror. Or you can take a look at a photograph. You can take a... The other day I was looking at a photograph, and it was about 30 years ago. And I was thinking, wow, that's me? I can't believe it. So most of you may not even know that I was young at one time. So this is what Prabhupada's speaking about. It makes so much sense. All we need is a little bit of intelligence. That intelligence is developed through the instruction of Acharya. Therefore, Vedic injunction is not to acquire knowledge by speculation. That is useless. Atapite deva padambuje dvaya janati tatvam prasada lasanugrihita evahina chanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. Chiram means for thousands of years you can speculate. You cannot understand what is God. That is not possible. But if you receive knowledge from the devotee, he can deliver you. Therefore, Vedic injunction is that tat vijnana. In order to understand tat vijnana, vijnana means science. If you want to know the transcendental science, then you must approach a guru. Tat vijnanartam. If you are at all interested to understand the spiritual science, tadvijnanartam sa gurum eva evigachit, you must approach guru. Guru means this disciplic succession, as I've explained. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ideal guru. He was not a sannyasi. He was a grihastha, householder, living with family, wife, children. Still, he was guru. So anyone can become guru. Not that a sannyasi can become a guru. A householder also can become guru, provided he knows the science. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, very highly born in Brahmana family, very learned scholar. So he was talking with Ramananda Roy, a grihastha, governor of Madras, and he was questioning, and Ramananda Roy was answering. That means he was taking the part of guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking part of a disciple. So he was hesitating, Ramananda Roy. He thought himself that, I am a grihastha, I'm not even a brahmana. Besides that, I am dealing in material affairs, I am governor, politics. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, born of a high-class brahmana family, so it does not look well that I shall teach him. So he was hesitating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, why you are hesitating? He said, Kiba Vipra Kiba Sudra Nyasi Kene Naya Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoya. He said, don't hesitate. Either one may become a brahmana or one may become a sudra. Kiba Vipra Kiba Sudra. Vipra means brahmana and sudra. Sudra is the fourth grade human being. Brahmana is first grade. So Kiba Vipra Kiba Sudra. He may be a first-grade human being or the lowest-grade human being, or he may become a sannyasi or a grihastha. It does not matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become a guru. That is the verdict. Because spiritual science does not belong to the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. It is very nice. Just like when you go to a lawyer or to an engineer or to a physician, you do not inquire whether he's a brahmana or a sudra. Simply you have to know whether he's a lawyer. That's all. Whether he's a physician, actually. If he knows the medical science, he may be a brahmana, he may be a sudra, He may be a sannyasi. He may be a householder. It doesn't matter. Your business is with a physician, with a lawyer. Similarly, your business is to understand Krishna. So anyone who knows Krishna perfectly, you have to go there. Tadvijnanartham sa gurum evabhigacchet. It is Vedic conjunction. It is not that you have to approach a sannyasi or grihastha or an Indian or an American. No. Gurum. Any guru means who knows the science of Krishna. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha, very responsible officer, a magistrate. And he was so exalted that he would come from his office generally at 5 o'clock, then take his supper and immediately go to bed. Immediately. Say at 7 o'clock in the evening, he goes to bed, and he wakes up at 12 o'clock, midnight. So suppose he goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening, wakes up at 12 o'clock at night. It is sufficient sleep, 5 hours. One should not sleep more than 5 to 6 hours. Minimize as far as possible. The Goswamis used to sleep not more than 1.5 hour or 2 hours. Sleeping is not a very important thing. Even big politicians, they used to sleep for 2 hours. So especially in spiritual life, they should minimize as far as possible eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Minimize. Gradually, it comes to nil. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating only a little piece of butter every alternate days, not daily. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, regularly, he was coming from his office, and after taking his supper, immediately he goes to bed and wake up at 12 o'clock, and he used to write books. He wrote. He left behind him about 100 books, and he excavated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, organized how to develop that birth site, Mayapur. He had so many businesses. He used to go to preach about Chaitanya's philosophy. He used to sell books to foreign countries. In 1896, he attempted to sell Life and Precepts of Chaitanya in the McGill University in Montreal. So he was busy, Acharya. So one has to adjust things. Not that because I am grihastha, householder, I cannot become a preacher. It is the business. It is the business of the sannyasi or brahmachari. No. It is business of everyone. The whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. The present civilization is animal civilization. They do not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. This is animal civilization. Animal does not know beyond these four principles of life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. No. Human life is meant for something else. What am I? What is God? What is my relation with God? What is this material world? Why am I here? Where I have to go next? So many things one has to learn. Atato brahma jignasa. That is human life. Not that eat and sleep and have sex life and die someday like cats and dogs. Therefore, there is need of acharyas, teachers, for propagating spiritual knowledge. Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda, although he was a grihastha, householder, a government officer, magistrate, but he was acharya. So from his dealings, from his life, we should learn how one can become a preacher in any stage of life. It doesn't matter what he is. There was one incident, very interesting. When he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, the system is Jagannath Temple is a very big establishment. In the temple, 56 times daily, bhoga is offered. And you'll find in the temple always at least 500 to 1,000 people gathered. And they come from outside and prasad is ready. If you go and ask in the Jagannath Temple that we are 100 men come from outside, we want prasad. Yes, immediately ready. So it is a huge temple. There is one temple, but there are many other thousands of temples in India where prasad is distributed. Now it is minimized by our present government. They think that it is unnecessary expenditure. They are minimizing, but not unnecessary expenditure. They do not understand. Formerly in India, there was no necessity of hotel. Anyone goes anywhere. Even in a village, he goes to a temple, prasad is there, is ready. There's no need of going to a hotel. You pay or don't pay. If you say that I want little prasad, yes, take it. That is the system still. There is this Natadvara temple in Rajasthan. You pay 2 annas day only. 2 annas means 1 cent. You get sumptuous prasad for 2 annas. All very nice prasad still. So prasad distribution in temple is long-standing usage. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Jagannath temple, is managed by a body, and it is the custom that the local magistrate of the district, he becomes the president or manager. So Bhaktivinoda was manager at that in that sense, because he was a magistrate. The managing committee was being presided by him, so there was a complaint. In Orissa, this Jagannath temple is situated in Orissa, Utkala. Utkala, this state, was originally belonging to Dhruva Maharaj. His son's name was Utkala, Maharaj Utkala. Anyway, so this Utkala, there was pseudo-yogi. He declared himself, just like you'll find nowadays also, there are so many rascals declaring that I am incarnation of God. And they know some mystic power, play some jugglery, and foolish people take them, oh, he's God. So there appeared one such pseudo-god, Vishnu, in a village of Orissa. And he was dancing rasa dance, and foolish people were sending their daughters and wife to dance with him. You see, there were so many. Not only that, people are so foolish that they do not know. They want to be cheated, and these cheaters come. He declared that, I am God, I am Vishnu. So there were sane men also. They took objection. What is this nonsense? This man is dancing with ladies and gentlemen, girls. Papa means girls. So they filed a complaint. And at that time, it was British rule. They complained to the governor or the commissioner, very high officer. The commissioner knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his name was Kedarnath Datta. His household name. So the commissioner, thank you. So the commissioner of the division, he knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a religious man and he's magistrate in charge. So he handed over the case for inquiry. What is this complaint? You please inquire and do the needful. So he was a pure devotee and he understood that this rascal is a bogus man, cheating people. I must inquire. So he went to the village in plain dress with some constables, police constables. They were also in plain dress. And as soon as he approached that rascal yogi, he said, oh, you are Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So very nice you are. I shall make you king of India. Please don't try to bother me. Because he could know that he has come to inquire about my rasa lila. So he was thinking this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first of all said, sir, you are such a great yogi. Why you are in the village? Why don't you go to Jagannath Puri? There is his temple and Lord Jagannath is there. Better you go there and see the Lord and be happy. Why you are in this village? Oh, Jagannath? Ah, that is made of wood. I am personally the Supreme Lord. That is made of wood. Oh, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a devotee, he became fire. So when he said this, that Jagannath is wood, that I'm personal body, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur became like fire. He was insulting Archie Shila Dear Gurushu Naramati. According to Shastra, if somebody thinks, just like here is deity, if somebody thinks, oh, it is made of stone, it is stone to the eyes of the non-devotee, but it is personally Supreme Personality of Godhead to the devotees. It requires eyes to see. So the devotee sees in a different angle of vision, just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he entered Jagannath temple, immediately he fainted. Oh, here is my Lord. And the non-devotee is seeing. It is wood, a lump of wood. Therefore, to the non-devotee, he remains always as wood. But to the devotee, he speaks. That is the difference. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. If God is everything, why wood through wood and stone? God cannot manifest? if God is everything, according to Mayavadi philosophy, that's a fact. God is omnipotent. He can express himself even through wood and stone. That is God's omnipotency. That is called omnipotency. Not that God is unable to express himself through wood and stone. Then how he's omnipotent? Omnipotent means his potency can be expressed through anything, because anything, everything, is the expansion of God's energy. Parasya brahmana shakti satedam akilam jagat. The whole world is manifestation of different energies of God. Therefore, just like through the energy of electricity, the electric powerhouse, although far, far away from this place, was expressing. This is electricity. Through this glass, through these wires, the power can be expressed. There is a process. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very much then Prabhupada stops and he says, because a devotee cannot tolerate blaspheming another devotee or God. So as soon as he said that, why should I go to Jagannath Puri to see the wooden Jagannath? I am personally Vishnu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately ordered his constables, arrest him. Arrest this rascal. So he was arrested, and when he was arrested, he had some yogic mystic power. All the constables, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family members, became affected with high fever, 105 degree fever. So when he came back, his wife became very much disturbed that you arrested Vishnu, and we are all going to die. We have got now high fever. Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied, yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished. This is the view of pure devotee. So he was put into the custody, and there was a date fixed for his trial. And all these days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself and his family especially, they were suffering from high fever. Maybe that yogi was planning to kill the whole family, but it was going on as a fever. So on the trial day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he came to the bench, the man was presented, the so-called yogi, and he had big, big hairs. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that, bring one barber and cut his hair. So no barber dared. The barbers thought, oh, he's a Lord Vishnu. If I offend, as he's suffering from fever, so I shall also die. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that, give me the scissors, I'll cut. So he cut his hairs and ordered him to put into jail for 6 months. And in the jail, that Vishnu incarnation managed to take some poison, and he died. So this is one of the incidents. There are many incidences. He was a very strong man. He punished many pandas in the tirthas who exploit visitors. So this is the position of a devotee. In spite of his becoming a responsible magistrate, a householder, still he was acharya. So we have to follow the acharyas. If we are at all interested in spiritual science, then we must follow the Vedic instruction, tad vigyanartam sadgurum evabhigachit. We must approach. You cannot give spiritual knowledge simply by speculating. Impossible. Simply waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam. You must go, then Prabhupada stops. In the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is recommended, acharya upasana, not only worshipping the Lord, but also the acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Guru, Acharya, and Krishna, one should seek favor of both of them. Not that I am now seeking favor of Krishna. What is the use of Guru or Acharya? No, you cannot overlap Acharya and go to Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna will not accept you. Just like if you want to see a big man, you should go through his secretary, through his orderly, doorkeeper. Similarly, our process is Acharyopasanam. Go through the Acharya. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Tarko Pratishta. If you want to enter into the spiritual world, you cannot get through simply by arguments. It's a pretty amazing point. A lot of times as devotees, you're out preaching, and somebody will actually argue with the devotee that they can get to the same point just by arguing with you. They'll just argue with you till you stop, and they think that they've acquired or achieved. So this is a very valid point Prabhupada is making. Because there is no limit of argument, I place my argument in one way. another man who is a better arguer, he places his argument in a different way. So if you simply go on arguing, it is not possible. Tarko pratishta, it will never help you. Argument shrutayo vibina. If you think that I shall read scriptures and I shall understand God, no. That is also not possible. Shrutayo vibina. Scriptures are also different because scriptures are made according to time, circumstances, people. Just like Bible. Bible, Lord Jesus Christ preached in the desert, Jerusalem, or where it is. People who were not so advanced, therefore his first instruction is, thou shalt not kill. That means they were very much engaged in killing affairs. Otherwise, why is this instruction? And actually, it so happened that they killed Jesus Christ. So that society was not very enlightened society. So a scripture for a society which is not very enlightened and a scripture for a society which is very enlightened must be different. Just like a dictionary. For the schoolboy, a pocket dictionary. And for a college student, international big dictionary. Both of them are dictionaries. But the small pocket dictionary is not equal to the big dictionary because it is different, made for different classes of men. So scriptures are made according to different classes of men. There are three classes of men. First class, second class, third class. The third class man cannot understand the philosophy and scriptural injunctions of the first class man. That is not possible. Higher mathematics cannot be understood by the small schoolboys who are simply trying to understand 2 plus 2 equals to 4. But 2 plus 2 equal to 4 is equally good to the higher mathematics student. But still, higher mathematics and lower math is different. Therefore, it is said, Shrutayo vibina. The scriptures are different. So if you simply try to understand what is God by reading scriptures, you cannot achieve. You must approach a guru, just like a medical book. It can be available in the market. If you purchase one medical book and study and you become doctor, that is not possible. You must hear the medical book from a medical man in the college, medical college. Then you will be qualified. And if you say, sir, I have read all the medical books. Recognize me as a medical practitioner. No, that will be not. So, Shrutayo Vibina. Scriptures are different. Arguments, that is also not helpful. One man may argue better than me. Then philosophy. The philosophy, it is said, na sau munir yasya matam na binam. One philosopher is differing from another philosopher. Just now, today, Shyamasundara has purchased one book about different philosophers so that you also cannot ascertain what is truth. Therefore, Shastra says, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The truth is very confidential. So if you want to know that truth, mahajano yena gata sapanta, you have to follow the great acharyas. Then you will understand. Therefore, acharya upasana is essential. Acharya upasana is very essential. In all the Vedic shastras, the injunction is that tat vigyanartam sagurum eva vigachet. Shrotriyam brahmanishtam tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignasu sreya uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand higher truth, he must surrender to guru. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignasu sreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive, who is now inquiring about transcendental subject matter, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So all the shastras say, in our Vaishnava Shastra also, Rupa Goswami says, Adau Gur Vashvarayam. In the first beginning, you must take shelter of a bona fide guru. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthday, disappearance, we'll say, we should adore, we should worship, because in the modern age, he reintroduced the disciplic succession. This is why Prabhupada was going on so much, because he reintroduced the disciplic succession. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this philosophy, but within 200 years, because this material world is so made that whatever you introduce in due course of time, it will deteriorate. You make a nice house, but after 100 years, 200 years, or nowadays, even after 50 years, it becomes dilapidated. That is in nature's law, Kala. Time will destroy everything. British Empire, such a big, vast empire, now it is finished. The Kala, the time, will make everything finished that is material. Anything material, it has birth, it has growth, it has got some opulence, then dwindling, then finished. That is the way of material. So we are interested in spiritual subject matter. Therefore, the process is Adau Gurvashrayam. One has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is our process. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master, we cannot make any progress. It is impossible. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur happens to be acharyas, one of the acharyas, and he has left behind him many books, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Jaiva Dharma. There are very important books. They're in Bengali and Sanskrit and many songs. He has prepared many books of song. The song E Nam Gaya Gora Chand Madhura Sware. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So we are trying to present Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books also in English translation. Gradually, you will get it. So our adoration, our worship to Bhaktivinoda Thakur today, because he may bless us to make peacefully progress in Krishna consciousness. Acharya Upasana. Simply by the blessings of the acharyas, we can make very rapid progress. Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. If we... There's a pause in Prabhupada's Yasya Prashada Bhagavat Prashada. We sing every day. By the mercy of the spiritual master, Acharya, we immediately get the blessings of Lord. Immediately. Yasya Prashadat. Yasya means whose. Prashadat, benediction. By the benediction of the spiritual master, Yasya Prashadat Bhagavat Prashada. If spiritual master Acharya is pleased, then you should know that Krishna is also pleased. You should know through... Pause. This is not very difficult. Just like you are working in office. If your immediate officer, boss, is pleased, that means the proprietor of the firm, he's also pleased. Although you do not see him. This is fact. Your immediate boss, if he's pleased... So similarly, we, our business, the spiritual line, is Guru Krishna Kripa. We have to first receive the merciful benediction from the Acharya, and then Krishna will be pleased, and he'll also give his blessings. Mad Bhakta. Therefore, is a version in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mad Bhaktya Puja Bhyadika. He says, Krishna says that if anyone worships me directly, and if anyone worships me through the Acharya, he's better devotee who's coming to me through Acharya. Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. We only have 1.5 pages to go. So this Vaishnava philosophy process is to go through the Acharya, servant of the servant of the servant. We should try to become servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Das Das Anudas. Das Das Anudas. We should not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. That is not good. That will not be... And there's a pause. In the Vedic injunction also it is said, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktya Yata Deve Tata Gurau. If one has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yata Deve, and similar faith in Guru, of course we must make Guru bona fide. Then it is disciplic succession. And that is also not very difficult to select. Who is bona fide guru? Bona fide guru means he presents himself as servant of God. He does not pose himself falsely that I am God. This is bona fide. It is not difficult to find. If anyone says that I am guru or I mean God, then he cannot be guru because he has no knowledge how he is God, but he can cheat some people. That is a different thing. You can cheat all people for some time and some people for all time, but not all people for all time. That is not possible. So these kinds of guru who poses himself that I am God, he's a false guru. The bona fide guru will say that I am servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna or God. Servant of, that is the business of guru. He serves Krishna as Krishna desires. That is his business. That is also not very difficult. Krishna says, Krishna desires, sarvadharmam parityajamam ekam saranam raja, that you give up all other engagement. Just surrender unto me and I'll give you protection, Krishna says. So guru's business is that you simply surrender to Krishna. What is the difficulty? Simply repeat the same thing, not for himself, but for Krishna. He's bona fide guru. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very bona fide because we say the same thing as Krishna says. We don't make any addition, alteration. Not like big scholar, like it is not to Krishna. Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto majijimam namaskuru. And the scholar interprets, it's not to Krishna. Just see the foolishness. Krishna directly says unto me, he says, no, not to Krishna. Misleading. Such misleading guru will not help you. So therefore, to find out a bona fide guru means that he does not change the words of Krishna. That is his position. He places everything as it is, and he has understood thoroughly this science. Jignasu sreya uttamam. Guru, what is the symptom of guru? Tasmad gurum papadyeta jignasu sreya uttamam. Those who are inquisitive to understand higher scientific knowledge, uttamam. Uttama means higher. Uttama, majjama, adhama, uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand first-class knowledge, he requires to go to a guru. Those who are interested in third-class knowledge, they do not require any guru. Third-class knowledge means animal knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to make arrangement for eating, how to make arrangement for sleeping. That is third-class knowledge. Because the animals also try for this kind of knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep. Therefore, this kind of knowledge is third-class knowledge, and second-class knowledge is what I am, Atato Brahma Jignas, the Vedanta. That is second-class knowledge. And first-class knowledge, when he actually understands what he is eternal servant of Krishna, and engages himself in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. And therefore, as soon as he comes to the first-class knowledge platform, he becomes happy. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samasravesha bhuteshu mad bhaktim lavate param. So after being liberated from the material concept of life by the blessings of Krishna and Guru, one comes to the platform of first-class knowledge where he engages himself directly in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. First-class knowledge means beyond liberation. Second-class knowledge is trying for liberation. Third-class knowledge means in bondage, like animal. The animals, they are bound up by the particular type of body and has possibility of becoming liberated. That is animal life. But human life is better than animal life because he, if he likes, can make himself liberated from this bondage of material body. That is the facility. He can understand himself, what he is. He can understand what is God. He can understand the relationship between God and himself. He can understand what is this material world because there are thousands of books of knowledge. Take it for Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. And it is meant for human being, not for the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot understand, but a human being can understand. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to enlighten people to utilize his very nice life, human life. Utilize it properly. To utilize it properly means to revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is there already. It is developed in a human form of life, but it is now covered because due to our association with this material world for unlimited years background, we are coming through different species of life millions and millions of years passed away. Suppose I was a tree sometime. I was standing up for 10,000 years in one place. We are passed through. That's a fact. That is evolution. Now we have the opportunity of light. If you don't use this opportune moment and again go back to the cycle of evolutionary process, jalaja nava lakshani stavara, So these are great science. Unfortunately, there is no opportunity for the people to study this science in school, colleges, or universities. They are simply teaching people that you work hard and gratify your senses. That's all. Therefore, a section, younger section, they have been disgusted. They have refused to cooperate with this society on account of this disappointing education. And it will increase because this sort of education cannot give peace or prosperity to the people. Problems are increasing. Therefore, our request is that if you want to decrease or completely finish all the problems of life, take to Krishna consciousness in the process of disciplic succession, and you'll be happy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All right, we made it. Whew. Would anyone like to say anything about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Anyone inspired? Okay. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.